You know, so we're here at the stage door of the Albert Hall, and I have the first mate of the HMS Indomitable, the Clare Castle tenor, Gene Power. Gene, God, what was that like?
It was cool. It was cool though. to sing main top, it's kind of one of these pieces that, all I do is like cry out everything. If we're pulling into dock, I have to let them know how far we are. Or if there's a battleship on the other side, I just have to scream, like, deck ahoy, like, yeah. Enemy sail.
He wouldn't want to suffer from vertigo either.
Yeah, well, today, no, that was it. I was stuck up pretty high.
But it was
good fun, though.
So how would it compare? I know you're based in Munich, so how does it compare to singing with the Munich Opera House, the Bavarian State Opera?
Jesus, they're totally different things. Like you can't really compare that sort of thing. They're both of such high levels. Mm-hmm.
It seems huge, like when you know the Albert Hall.
It's incredible. Like I've never been inside a building that is both so beautiful and so big. Like mm-hmm. it really is. It's a fantastic building, and it's weird. Like when you're singing, you don't know if it's traveling, because sometimes I can hear myself clear, sometimes I can't, and. And I think because it's so big, you don't know where it's going to resonate or what wall it's going to bounce off. And you don't know if everyone can even hear you. So.
Well, I was sitting at the back of the stalls. I could hear everything absolutely perfectly. And I have Maureen, Dean's mother. Maureen, you must be so proud.
Of course I am. Of course I am. I was afraid he might fall off the top, though.
No fear of that.
It was just so high. It was brilliant. The choir were brilliant.
They were.
Everybody was, like, I was at Glyndebourne now, and comparing Glyndebourne to here, the atmosphere was brilliant here. Brilliant in Glyndebourne, but it was kind of more laid back.
Yeah.
This was just...
And what a finish. Like,
Oh my God.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a kind of a finish like that, really.
There must be over 10 seconds silence at the end there.
I think so.
But it's amazing, because the combination of the orchestra, they're just incredible under Sir Andrew, and then you have like just the absolute artist of Mark Padmore. Like he's just such a classy artist, and what he gets out of what he makes at the last 5 minutes, and what he does is just magic. Like, he really brings it back, so that almost the silence around what he's singing is so loud. Mm-hmm. Like, it's incredible. And mm-hmm. I suppose, like, that's the funny thing about this production, is that you have three real leads. You have Brinley Sherratt, who's Clagger, mm-hmm. you have Jack and Brilo, who's Billy, and you have Mark Padmore, who's Captain Vere. And their standard is so high, and they're just artists. They're absolute artists, and they give everything, and they never come off. It's like sport, like, do you know, you don't leave in the dressing room. They get out there and they give absolutely everything, and it's absolutely a joy to watch, and it makes everyone else involved in the production realise that they're free to create, because that'll get they'll get the most out of themselves, and we all feel like we have to give more and be brave. And fantastic.
Well, bravo. All I can say, it was just thrilling and exciting and really wonderful to be here. And I suppose I can't leave you go a Clare Castle hurler, you know, without saying, you know, what's your feelings now at the head of the another thrilling, what will be another thrilling occasion?
It's amazing, because like all year, this is the one thing, like with this team, like everyone knows that there's an All-Ireland in them. Like, there could be five All-Irelands in them, but it all depends on how they are, how their mindset is when they turn up. Like,
he's doing the concert, you know, the night before.
It's like, I full believe in their ability, and I know that when they're on their game, there's a team in the country that would touch them. Like, I really hope so. I got a photo of myself in a Clare jersey inside the Albert Hall at halftime,
but
I had to squeeze myself onto the side of the stage. I wasn't allowed on the full stage.
Well, it's going to be some weekend then in Clare with the All-Ireland final and Dean Power singing in Clare Castle Church again.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first. Thank you very much, Dean. Thank you, Maureen.